Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If yesterday didn't happen, man, I'd be like ecstatic. What are we trying to we're trying to put together 20?
I learned a new one this weekend. I didn't know that I was going to get to say it so early, but I better not say it. I don't know if it's correct.
Yeah, John said just
can
say
I
it.
Refer to like can you say get ready for the dump button? Can you say coochie?
I don't know. Can you say coochie?
Don't know, but I dumped it since I didn't know.
All right.
Well, when you don't know, you dump.
I couldn't even talk about them shoes, John. Did you have a pair of them shoes back in the day?
It feels. See, I don't know why John walked you to do that. Just took advantage of the dumb button. Like that is one that feels like if I don't get that 100% clear, maybe that. You know,
I'll be honest, that's one I would have used and not even thought about it if I hadn't been in the business a while.
There's been a few of those for you.
I mean, if that offends anybody, like if that's the choice.
I don't know if it's always offending, just the words they're trying to get it, I guess.
I told y'all the first time I sat on these airways, I was a guest.
You heard another version
of
that.
I was a guest with
word.
Rich Lord and Sean Pendergast.
Oh, yeah.
And I put them damn headsets on. They were coming back with a little earlier clip from the show, and they dropped the P word. And I was going to say
another variation of that.
Boy,
Rich Lord used to use that P word quite often on the airwaves.
Sure, I can't even talk about the shoes I used to buy. They just kept on doing, looking at their notes, and I was like,
I wasn't in the business at the time, but I was a listener, and Rich Lord said that word often, and I never understood how he got away with it, but he did.
Oh, he thought it was the coolest thing ever, man.
Yeah?
That next break, I was like, what in the hell? Did y'all hear what I heard? Oh, yeah, I sure did. I do it all the time.
By the way, a couple of things we need to address. Because we were, I just wonder, because we tried to, I mean, we were skirting the line on Kikuchi, and I just wondered, like, we had gotten,
we got our hands slapped for Kikuchi, you're right.
At a specs immediately.
Yes, and that,
so
call.
I wonder, you kept that fun feel of just leaving the cut off.
So what I just described, I felt real comfortable about changing that guy's name to it. I guess I did think it was legal.
But when we do have a lot to get to, because we got to get to the Astros. That. They had a huge weekend leading up to where they are right now, a game and a half out behind the Mariners, taking 3 or 4. But Tyler Milner, the entire Drive family, is extremely disappointed in you.
Oh,
I know it.
All about that.
I already had a conversation about this with the boss man a little while ago. I'm disappointed.
You had a conversation about this?
Wait a minute.
Are we talking about the same thing?
If it's what I think.
I'm thinking about how much you told us that you were going to be wearing them damn panties.
Yeah, that'd be the topic of discussion I had with the boss man.
You had a conversation. Did you get in trouble for that? I'm sorry about that. You put this one on me. I would have never thought that was. Them draws, them damn bikini things, the American flags. I was waiting for that.
The banana hammock.
Me and Luke were waiting on that. We even... I even sent a message.
He didn't do anything. What did he get? What did you get in trouble for?
He didn't wear them. Or maybe
no.
Oh, I would love if
it wasn't a in trouble conversation.
Oh, I would love it if
a disappointment.
If Parker Hillis,
I agree, damn it.
who runs the place, if Parker Hillis came,
I need to meet with you at Twin Peaks after the show. We got to talk about this for an hour.
If Parker came,
show you how you're supposed to wear them
to Tyler and said, "Hey, if you're gonna say you're gonna do something like that, you better do it." And if he got in your ass because you didn't wear it,
he didn't.
Oh, damn it! I would have said Parker, bringing out the big bucks.
Did he get you to save it for the Sports Radio 610 pool party or what?
No. He said we ran into each other, me and the boss man. He said, you know, how was the vacay? How was the beach? How'd things go with the Speedo out there on the beach?
Panties.
And I said, man,
agree to disagree.
I'm disappointed in myself, but it didn't happen. They didn't make it there.
You could have bought some there.
How does that miss the package?
I messed up. I literally I was rummaging through my luggage day one on the beach because I had every intention. You can believe me or not, it's fine. It's the position I put myself in.
I had every intention to
send y'all a sexy ass photo of me in that American flag, them stars and stripes, getting my sun on, getting my thighs tanned up. But I rummaged through my bag day one, could not find them. Got home Sunday. They were right there where I'd packed my bag. They didn't make it. So I apologize. You have every right to be disappointed in me. I'm disappointed in myself.
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, Kick Rocks. Me and him, I don't generally agree with him, really rarely ever. But Kick Rocks, Tyler, you better put yourself on that turd list this week.
Well, that's not going to happen, but
I mean, I think you
let a lot of people down, man.
I know. The Drive family, everyone has a right to be upset.
I swear to God.
We had people stop by, not even drink or eat, and just walk in and ask if we'd gotten that picture.
And they wanted to see it. And then they sat down and I'll get some bugs to just wait it out.
Well, hey.
That was the part.
But that's 713-572-4610,
YouTube and Twitch. How much do you believe that heartfelt story that Tyler Milner just gave us?
I'm ready disappointed for the disappointment. In myself. I'm ready for it. Everyone has a right.
This feels very much like Chris Santiago. I think at some point you got to say, fellas, I forgot it. Like, you got to give us something. He just ghosted our ass.
No, I did. He was ashamed.
He was so ashamed of himself. He just ghosted.
I didn't think it was ever going to happen, and I feel like it's probably.
And I feel vindicated. And I said,
it was not done on purpose.
I think you knew when you said that you weren't going to do it.
No.
Even though I did not hear. I did not hear.
Because I've actually worn this thing out in public.
No, you said.
I've done that.
Ron doesn't believe that part either.
Well, I just think, as I said to you that day, there is no way you're getting out of not getting a picture of that if somebody's with you. If you got anybody worth a damn, you'll get a picture. And I'll tell you, Megan's worth a damn. There's no way nobody gets a photo.
One day I will make it up to everybody. Y'all, the Drive family, everyone, you will get a picture because I've worn it and I will wear it again.
It's been a long time since I've asked for a panty pic. I'll be completely honest.
Text line, BS, it's never going to happen.
But you do have a pool.
That's fine. I have a pool in summer times here.
And we're just a couple days. You're still thankful for all those that served and paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Every day.
You got a pool. You're home. You got the bikini.
There was more opportunities. You're right.
The day y'all least expect it. I'm gonna enter them DMs with me and nothing but that glorious American flag banana hammock.
I'd like to see where you are. As you said Friday, this can't, like, it also doesn't feel right if this is just one that's in a room by himself. We thought you were gonna be out amongst all of them.
I'll take your private pool. I'll take
it. No, and that might be it, but seriously.
Right.
I have witnesses on the river, up in the hill country, that have seen me float in the river in this thing.
If you are one of those witnesses, 713-572-4610. If you're one of those witnesses, please call in. And if it's Blaine, that doesn't count. If you're one of those witnesses, please call in. I don't get it. Rob Torres on YouTube and Twitch is disappointed, but did want to let you know that's a sick one, Blink-182 shirt you're wearing.
Oh, thank you, Rob. Now imagine me in the Blink-182 shirt with them that banana hammock. Oh, no, on. Now we'd be
no
living.
Shirt. Well, you can go glasses and hats are the only things going with that. And maybe you can have some Crocs or some flip flops or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. Okay. I believe one of the great.
I knew this was waiting for me.
Of course it was. One of the great poets in American history, I believe. He went by the name of Money Mike by way of Cat Williams, said, "Don't be sorry, ho, be helpful."
Damn.
And we would like for you to start being helpful.
Did he say helpful or careful? Did he say helpful?
I don't know, helpful or careful. It's one of the two. It's been a bit.
Message received. Message received.
Don't be helpful. But don't be sorry. Just please. Be helpful. Helpful feels better.
You're right. I do.
In the fitting of it.
I thought it was careful, but I do like helpful. I like helpful
it
more.
It might be careful.
I'm always good like, raw dog in the drive.
Cam said it's careful. Careful, helpful. The helpful works a little bit better right now.
I can really lean into helpful, I need especially to be in a little that bit context. More helpful
here. All right. Jumping in on this again with this. Where are you now? I thought it was interesting, and I've heard this a lot in my life in baseball, but Luke brought it up the other day. Usually it's, hey, don't look at it, you know, for the too early crew. Don't look at the standings or don't look at records or really put a lot into it unless you're the Colorado Rockies, who I will get to at some point. But wait till Memorial Day. After Memorial Day, then take a look at it. So now we are at Memorial Day. Where are you now with the Astros post-Memorial Day? They are now 28-25. They, after this huge three-game series, which they took three or four from the Astros, Clint, they're a game and a half behind Seattle. In this 17-game stretch, right, we knew they had that 17-game stretch where they got 17 in a row where they got no days off, which is always taxing on a team. Probably a little bit happier that it happened early in the season. But in that time frame, there was no Yordan at all, no Arrigetti at all, injuries to Wisniewski and Blanco, obviously players struggling. They go 10-7 in that streak, and as I said, they just took three of four from the Mariners with McCullers, Gusto, and Gordon getting three of the starts. By the way, Framber Valdez, it looks like he is locked in to get $300 million. But where are you now with the Astros, a game and a half back of Seattle, three games above 500? Where are you? What's your feeling now about this team post-Memorial Day?
I'm in a really, really good place. I do think they're the best team in the division, and I feel significantly better about that World Series window still being cracked, if not completely open at this point. I know that's strong, but that's where I'm at. Like you said, Ron, it's the first game. Correct me if I'm wrong, boys. This is the first game where I think we can literally say one of these games is the first game where we can say that the meat of the lineup actually won the game.
Hey, I'll say this. I was happy for Christian Walker. Like, he slipped into them two singles, had two hits going into that final one, and then took care of business. He gets three hits in that game.
Altuve, Paredes, and Walker in that one game, you can say the meat of our lineup carried us. And that's the first game that I remember seeing that being the case. I know we've sporadically kind of had Altuve hot at a time. Paredes has been hot. Yordan is yet to be quote unquote hot. So I mean, that
the hell, he's not been on the field.
I only say that to say, to kind of double down on your point of the pitchers being injured and no Yordan. And you're still sitting where you're at right now. You get a Yordan Alvarez back, you get healthy, and figure out how they're going to handle this rotation, which that may be a battle, but figuring out how you can handle this rotation, I think this team has got a real chance to make a series run.
How are you feeling about the Astros now, post-Memorial Day, 28-25, game and a half back in the West? Someone text in, Astros are like the Texans, good enough to win a playoff series, not good enough to win it all. I would say I feel positive. Now, listen. The injuries to the pitching staff, and do we have, Tyler, do we have any word on Blanco? I feel like we're in the same space with Blanco.
Not that I've seen.
I know he's on the IL, not sure where this rolls. But, you know, Wisniewski and the Blanco thing, that may not be going anywhere, right? The depth of the pitching staff, that may not be going anywhere. We know that. We believe Arrigetti will come back, just not knowing when. But we know there is going to probably be some time for him off. We feel good about Yordan. However, there is an update we'll have for that in a bit. But
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I feel good about it, Clint, because I know that they are putting themselves in a situation where there's a lot of things that we could question about the direction of where they're going, in terms of how the decisions they're making with Espada to Dana or whatever. But we have pretty good indication of history that if they feel like they're in it within striking distance, they not only are not afraid to make moves, but they'll make pretty big moves. Yeah. They'll make Verlander. They'll make Greinke, like Kikuchi, and that was a bigger move than you thought. So them putting themselves in a situation to place, and I do think they very well believe they are the best team in the division. And by the way, they just have that anybody kind of, we talked about it last year, anybody come in the door, they just fall into whatever this Astros confidence, this Astros standard that you have to fall into. These guys get here and they just fall in. It's not a coincidence that Kikuchi comes here after struggling in Toronto and is pitching his ass off when he's here, and then he goes to Anaheim or LA of Anaheim to the Angels, and he's struggling again. Like, it's no coincidence of that.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.